Mr. Howard, you covered the technical error that I just made, so we recorded all our hearings, and I did not turn the tape recorder on during your hearing, sir. So I'm going to have to start all over. So I'm going to ask you to repeat your name and your ABC number for us for the record. Okay, Mr. Harvey, I want to introduce you to the board members. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. The board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left, the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line, the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, our board chair, Dr. C.D. Wright. My name is Michael Johnson, so I'll be acting as your panel chair. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction, as well as parole office, is Mr. Westby. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that invited you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf of a hired licensed attorney to represent you. Sir, did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. Phase one will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one, sir, but I'd also like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God to do you so affirm.
I do, and also for the record, the department requesting an amendment to page one of the warrant. The CSED date at the bottom is blank. The correct date in there should be February
13th, 2018. Okay, thank you. Sir, as we start out in phase one, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, Mr. Harvey, I need you to state whether that allegation is true or false. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Pinal County Parole Office on the same day of your release from custody, on or about October 23rd, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
I guess true it is.
Okay. So based on the admission of Mr. Harvey, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the last of two criminal ways or a copy.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're now going to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We'll get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westry. Greg will be coming back to you, sir, going over some information and getting any information that you'd like to present to the board. Okay, Mr. Westry.
On October 14th, 2017, Mr. Harvey was released from DOC. He was arrested March 1st, 2018 by Pima County Sheriff's Office, noting charges. He was back in DOC custody March 1st, 2018, with an adjusted COCD of June 22nd, 2018, which reflects 129 stand days. Current conviction, 2015, sex offender registration violation, 2 years, 9 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term at DOC. Senior IRO score 3-1, mental health score 3, substance abuse score is not listed. There is no AIM information noted. The required terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary violations. Other arrest. 1998, sexual abuse, Arizona federal prison. 2002, parole violation, Arizona federal prison. 2004, parole violation, Arizona federal prison. 2004, parole violation, Arizona federal prison. 2006, parole violation, Arizona federal prison. 2007, sex offender registration violation, Arizona federal prison. 2013, DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G1, V1. He's a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, not SVP reviewable.
Okay, so, sir, you were released from prison, you were released homeless without placement, and you failed to report to establish a residence. What happened when you were released from prison? Why didn't you report to your PO, sir?
Because to now. And the release papers that I had with me, I had it in my pocket. And there was no way that they could, I mean, they would hold them for me until I got out. So I got mad because there's no way that I can, you know, when I go back to Tucson, and there's no way that I can get back. And it cost me money, which I didn't have. And I don't know, and plus I got like a memory, a short of memory. It's things that I don't remember.
So say you were out for 129 days. What did you do during that 129 days?
I was just roaming the streets.
And you didn't make any effort or attempt to contact the parole officer, sir?
No, I didn't. Because I didn't memorize no numbers or nothing. Like I said, I got a short memory.
So you drank or doing drugs or anything during that period of time, sir?
No.
So did you ever make it back to Tucson?
Yeah, I made it back to Tucson. That's what I'm talking about. I made it back to Tucson. Like I said, I was just roaming the streets.
So did you try to make any effort to try to see where the parole office was located so you could go there?
No, I didn't.
All right, Mr. Harvey, I don't think the board has any additional questions for you. Some more additional questions come from the board, sir. The board, we're coming up on a conclusion on your hearing. As we come up on the conclusion on your hearing, sir, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion without repeating yourself?
As of right now, you know, while I'm incarcerated here, I got a lot of stuff on my mind, but it's mainly, I don't know if you guys are interested in hearing, but I gotta say, it has to do with my wife a lot.
Okay, so we're only here pertaining to your parole hearing and the revocation of your hearing. That violation of you not reporting back to your parole office when you were released from custody, sir.
Well, I am going to go see her. She got a hold of me. She talked to me. And she said she gave me a two things. She said either reply or either go back. And I told her that I want to reply. Because like I said, it goes back up to my wife and all that. So she said, okay. So she came to talk to me and I told her all my situation and all that. And she told me that she was going to try and set up we'll set up an appointment, a mental evaluation. And so I'm looking, I never had anything done like that. I'm working with her and she's going to work with me too. See what's going on.
All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, Mr. Harvey, stay on the phone and listen to the discussion that the board's having. We'll make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you under community supervision, okay?
All right,
the board's now into discussion. Here's Mr. Harvey. Didn't report to his parole officer 129 days. I have no idea what he was doing that period of time. He says he was just out roaming the street. He didn't make any effort or attempt to contact his PO. However, he says that he did get in contact with his wife and he's working with her, and they may be setting up some type of mental evaluation for him that may be able to assist him. However, I think if Mr. Harvey gets with his CO3 and work with his wife, that he could maybe come up with a plan, get an evaluation done. He will be released on June 22nd of 2018, and then hopefully by the time that he's able to release, that he's had an opportunity to have an evaluation and get himself together. And hopefully when he gets out, he won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement, and he'll be able to be a productive citizen. He may have made some arrangements with his wife by then, but he may not have to be released to be homeless at that time. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues at this time. Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke community supervision of Mr. Harvey, find that he was delinquent, violated his terms of business with supervision, and had lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree. Okay, Mr. Harvey, the board of directors can revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on June 22nd, 2018, sir. It's a few months away. However, sir, if you revoke your CO3 while you're incarcerated there, her and have your CO3 and your wife, and hopefully maybe you can get a mental evaluation before you are released from custody, so that when you're released, so you have yourself together, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, sir, and you won't have to contact any parole officer, sir. Mr. Harvey, I want to thank you for participating in this hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Okay, I think I have. What was the date again?
June 22nd, 2018. June 22nd of this year, sir.
June 22nd, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.